for Chesterfield.
Just four more shopping days, you know, till Christmas. So you better go to your Chesterfield dealer. He'll supply you Christmas gifts that satisfy.
Chesterfield.
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 Christmas card, gardens of milder Chesterfield.
That's right.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter. Welcome you to the Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in Hollywood, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Lindsey Crosby and Trudy Irwin. As is Bing's custom at Christmas time, he opens the program with Adeste Fidelis. And as usual, he will sing it first in Latin and then in English with the studio audience joining him.
Yeah, Ken, I think it would be very fitting if our guests here would join in a chorus of Come All Ye Faithful.
Well, Bing, I think it'd be very nice if the home folks listening in all over the world would join in, too.
Oh, it would indeed. Gather around now, folks, wherever you may be, and help us sing this eternal hymn.
Adeste Fidelis, Laeti Triumphantes, Venite, Venite, in Bethlehem. Natum videte, Regem Angelorum. Venite adoremus, venite adoremus, venite adoremus, Dominum.
And now everybody here and everybody at home in the family key. Thank you very, very much. Now, on tonight's program, folks, the accent is definitely going to be on well-known and traditional Christmas music. The opening selection is a song called Silver Bells, a number which has become popular only in the last year or so. It makes a nice duet, so in this song this evening, I'm going to be joined by Miss Trudy Irwin, very fine vocalist. We last worked together, I believe, on the Kraft Music Hall for 5 or 6 years. Trudy, though, went and got married. She married Myrtle McKenzie, who was the producer of this show. I think it's very nice of her to hire a babysitter and come down and help us this evening. How many kids now, Trudy?
Two, Karen and Kathleen.
Karen and Kathleen, oh, that's nice. Say, before long, you and Mac will have an all-girl orchestra, huh? John, if you and your all-boy orchestra are ready, well, I guess Trudy and I are set, aren't we, Trudy?
I hope so.
Silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
ting-a-ling,
ting-a-ling.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. city sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas.
Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile.
And on every street corner you hear silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring,
hear them ring.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Strings of streetlights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crush, see the kids rush. This is Santa's big day. And above all this bustle you hear silver bells.
The corner Santa Claus,
silver bells.
He's busy now because it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
it fills the winter air.
Hear them ring,
you hear it everywhere.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air
there's a feeling in the city.
Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. Very soon it will be Christmas Day.
Thank you, Trudy. Thanks very much. Say, if you folks are like me and you still have most of your Christmas shopping to do, the kids and I have a little tip for you. Now, here's what you do.
Go down to your Chesterfield dealer's store. You'll find bright Christmas gifts galore for someone special that you'd be pleasing. Get Chesterfield, and here's the reason. Mildness plus.
No aftertaste.
Mildness plus.
No aftertaste.
No unpleasant aftertaste in Chesterfield.
That's right.
Yes, Chesterfield has something new no other brand can offer you. They're milder with a better taste and no unpleasant aftertaste.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Milder, milder, milder. Milder, milder Chesterfield.
That's right!
Folks, with Christmas less than a week away, many of you are probably getting into a bit of a tizzy now about that last-minute shopping. Well, just relax, unwind, and calm down, because old Brother Bing has the answer to your problems. Just sashay up to your regular Chesterfield dealer, plunk your money down for some Chesterfield Christmas card cartons. When you get them that way, your Chesterfields are wrapped and they're ready to give. The carton's a beautiful Christmas card with a place for your personal greeting, and inside, milder Chesterfields with no unpleasant aftertaste. This Christmas, give Chesterfield Christmas card cartons. And now some Christmas carols here with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra and our considerably augmented vocal group.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol, fa la 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 la. Fast away the old year passes, fa la 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 la. Hail the new ye lads and lasses, fa la 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 la. Sing we joyous all together, fa la 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 la.
heedless of the wind and weather. La 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 la. Cattle are lowing, the poor baby wakes, but little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stand by my cradle till morning. Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in the dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. The first Noel the angel did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay, keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 Noel.
Gentlemen, to present our next guest of the evening, I would like to say, just by way of identification, that he's a very versatile young fellow. He's a prominent buckaroo and tractor jockey up around Elko, Nevada. He's a well-known and very flashy water skier in the vicinity of Hayden Lake, Idaho. And locally, this boy dabbles in schoolwork, basketball, stamp collecting, and just recently, he's invaded the field of art, where he shows some promise as a painter. Folks, here's a fellow I've known for 13 long years, Lenny Crosby.
Thanks, Dad.
Think nothing of it, son.
Boy, that was some build-up he gave me.
Well, it's all true. You're a busy fella. Say, by the way, how's the painting coming, huh?
Pretty good. I'm painting a Muriel.
No, a Muriel. You're painting a mural. That's Muriel.
No, Muriel. Muriel Jones.
Oh. May I stand Muriel Jones. I don't seem to place this girl.
You've met her.
Who is she?
Brunette, dark brown eyes, and just a hint of freckles all over her face.
Still can't place her.
You know, spotty.
Oh, spotty. Sure, now I dig her.
I'm painting her portrait.
You're painting her portrait. Good. I should think, though, a young artist like you would be painting still life. You know, apples, bananas, cucumbers, or landscapes, or cows, or horses.
Not with Muriel available.
She's more attractive, huh?
Yes. She inspires me.
Oh, look who's inspired. What makes you think this particular little girl is such an inspiration, anyway?
Well, I've known a lot of girls in my day.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first
just
time...
You have. I didn't know you'd got around so much. You've known a lot of girls, huh?
Quite a few.
Yeah?
But this is the first time I've ever given my bike away.
Well, I'll be darned.
Did you paint when you were a little boy, Dad?
No, but I blew a bike or two. I think it's about time we change the subject. What else is new and exciting with you, Lynn?
I just saw Uncle Bob's new picture.
Uncle Bob who? Hope
Uncle
or Crosby?
Bob Hope.
Hope? Must have a talk with this boy about throwing his money away.
It's a swell movie.
Please, no endorsements here now.
It's called My Favorite Spy, and Uncle Bob gets shot in the first reel.
I bet the audience cheered, huh?
He plays two parts.
A dual role for that boy, huh? Can he handle it?
Well, he does pretty good, I mean. The fella that gets shot in it is the spy.
Yeah?
He also plays the part of the comedian.
When does the comedian get it? That's what I'm
saying. Oh, he doesn't get shot.
Yeah.
He has a fate better than death.
What's that?
He marries Hedy Lamarr.
Ah, I see what you mean.
You ought to see My Favorite Spy, Dad.
I think I should, huh?
I was on the edge of my seat all during the picture.
It's that exciting, huh?
Yeah, and besides that, the theater was crowded, and I had to share my seat with someone.
Anybody we know?
Muriel.
Muriel is in again, huh? Now, you better take it easy. One of these mornings, I'll pick up Luella's column and read where Lindsay Crosby and Muriel Jones are sharing the same bag of popcorn.
That's our deal.
Your deal?
Yeah, I buy the tickets, she buys the popcorn.
Clever, clever. You're thinking, huh?
Thinking all the time.
Now, if you just get your bicycle back, I'll say you're really using the old bean. Incidentally, Lynn, while we're talking about Uncle Bob, I might as well get a plug in here about next week's show.
Go right ahead.
Oh, thank you. Next week, folks, our guest on this program will be Mr. Bob Hope. Also with us will be Miss Dorothy L'Amour.
Dorothy L'Amour?
Sure.
I may drop by with my paints and brushes.
Next week, young man, you'll be sitting at home in front of the radio listening to the program.
I am a TV man.
No, not while this program's on. You're not. And you better lay off that TV. Got to save your eyes. You know, an artist has to have real sharp eyes.
Oh, I can paint Muriel with my eyes closed.
Oh, you can. Pretty grown-up talk for a young fellow who has to stand on a box here to reach the microphone.
This is a much smaller box than I used to work
That's
on.
That's right. You used to work on a big box. Now you're working on a much smaller box.
I'll be glad when the day comes when I can stand on my own 2 feet.
It'll come sooner than you think. I want to tell you something, Lynn. It's nice to have you here in the program, whether you're standing on a box or not. It's right nice of you to take time out of your busy schedule and come down here to help me out.
Well, around this time of the year, I think it pays to be extra cooperative.
Might have said. You got a little Christmas song you could do for the folks?
I could sing That's What I Want for Christmas.
Well, you have a record out on that song, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm with the Decca people.
You're with Decca. Now, that's a coincidence. So am I.
I know. That's why I'm with them.
Well, I guess you're set. Solid. Go ahead, announce your number and sing it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to sing That's What I Want for Christmas. And I dedicate this song to Mr. Gary Crosby, who taught me everything I know.
Oh, Gary's been coaching you, huh?
Ah, yes, and Mom, too.
Well, then you're set. You're really ready. John Scott, take over here.
Make
My mommy's life a song. Keep my daddy safe and strong. Let me have them all year long. That's what I want for Christmas. Dad and Mom, my brothers three. Make it so we'll always be just a happy family. That's what I want for Christmas. I would like a brand new bike. There's a saddle horse I'd like. But if these things I do not find, really, Santa, I won't mind. What I really want is this: Daddy's smile and Mother's kiss. Fill our land with peace and bliss. That's what I want for Christmas. That's what I want for Christmas. When I wake up Christmas Day, first of all I'm going to pray and thank the Lord for teaching me faith and hope and charity. We have neighbors quite a few. Santa Claus, it's up to you. Make our neighbors happy too. That's what I want for Christmas. Yes, that's what I want for Christmas.
And now a word for every member of the Chesterfield family, the more than 1,300,000 retail dealers and over 600,000 wholesale distributors. Fellas, we'd like to wish you and yours the season's very best. We hope our weekly stint has helped you sell more Chesterfields during the past year, and we wish you all good luck and success in the years to come. I read a United Press dispatch from Korea last Sunday, December 15th, and I'm sure many of you folks read it too. I think it could be read again, though. It's the GI version of The Night Before Christmas, written by Lieutenant Colonel Darrell T. Rathbun of St. Petersburg, Florida. Lieutenant Colonel Rathbun is with the U.S. 9th Corps in Korea. He calls it a Korean Christmas carol. It was the night before Christmas, and all through the tent was the odor of fuel oil. The stovepipe was bent. The shoe packs were hung by the oil stove with care in hopes that they'd issue each man a new pair. The weary GIs were sacked out in their beds, and visions of sugar babes danced through their heads. When up on the ridge line there rose such a clatter, a Chinese machine gun had started to chatter. I rushed to my rifle, threw back the bolt, and the rest of my tent mates woke with a jolt. Outside we could hear our platoon, Sergeant Kelly. He's a hard little man with a little pot belly. Come, Yancey, come, Clancy, come, Connors and Watson, up, Miller, up, Schiller, up, Baker and Dobson. We tumbled outside in a swirl of confusion so cold that each man could have used a transfusion. Get up on that hilltop and silence that red. Don't you come back till you're sure that he's dead. Then putting his thumb up in front of his nose, Sergeant Kelly took leave of us shivering Joe. But we all heard him say in a voice soft and light, Merry Christmas to all. May you live through the night.
Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children, listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card on a line. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten
and children listen to hear
sleigh bells in the snow.
Transcribed in Hollywood. This is the CBS Radio Network.